Good morning to all. I would like to start by apologizing. My voice is not good this morning. So, yeah, please bear with me. Our sermon text for this morning is taken from the book of Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 34. The foreigner residing amongst you must be treated as your native born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt, and I am the Lord your God. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I have themed this sermon for today as do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I start off with a few questions, as I normally do. Have you ever visited another country for holiday or partnership or even for work? How was your experience? Mostly our experience when we go on holiday depends on surroundings and what is on offer in that particular place. But in all cases, be it on holiday or work, our experience of a place depends on the people that we encounter. The people of that place makes us feel. With their words, with their actions, or with their general attitude. Now, going on holiday or for work to another country is very different from fleeing to another country. Today, in all around the world, we find the world is getting smaller because there are people of every nation almost in every country. This is so for different reasons, like economic advancement, as it is happening for the Chinese. However, most of the time, it is so because there is so much war and oppression in various countries. Statistically speaking, South Africa have more than 2 million and much more illegal immigrants, foreigners fleeing from other countries, especially Africa. Example from Zimbabwe, from Congo, or from Nigeria. Statistically, it is 2 million that is recorded, but much more illegal. How do we treat people that are not local? That are strangers for whatever reason they may be in our country? How do we make people feel? What will be the lasting impression that we leave with people that are different from us? That are in our countries for jobs, for shelter, for support from our governments. According to the Word of God, we should treat all strangers, those who are foreigners to us, as one would treat a native born. This is one of the laws that God had given to the Israelites as to teach them how to be a people after his own heart. The text does not stop there. It goes on to say, love them as yourself. The best way one can interpret this quote is to quote from Matthew chapter 7 verse 12 that says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I'm going to make an injection there, non-written. I have been very well treated since I have come to do the sermon this morning. I have been offered a place to stay. I've been offered a warm bottle. I've been offered the warm seat in the car. Indeed, I was treated as one would want to be treated. So the question would be, the question is, how would you want to be treated, no matter the circumstances? Just to mention a few, all people want respect. All people want respect. All people want to be treated with dignity and have their humanity considered. No matter what level they are in life, whether they're well-dressed or not, whether they're educated or not, whether they have a different skin or not, they want their humanity to be considered. I'm really sorry. In South Africa, we had several xenophobic attacks on foreigners, where native people beat up foreigners, burned their houses or businesses down. Yes, these are the very cruel, sad facts about my country in terms of xenophobia. We believe these extreme measures are taken because people are fighting over already scared resources like jobs and businesses. Many foreigners are better educated than the local South Africans, and thus have better opportunity in finding a job. They are creative in making small businesses in townships, and their businesses flourish at the expense of the South African businesses, small businesses. They are prepared to work for long hours without complaining for very little but money. Cheap labor, where South Africans are not willing, and they have a right not to be willing. When the South Africans strike for better pay and working conditions, the boss employ foreigners in their place. This is a recipe for disaster, because this angered the South Africans. The church, how does the church respond? The church's response to these atrocities were to go into these areas and also into the local churches condemning these acts. Places like Diakonia. Diakonia is an organization who is fighting for social justice. It is an umbrella organization where churches, local churches, are members of this organization. It provided teachings and created space for locals to debate issues rather than to turn to violence. Churches and believers have opened their doors to the foreigners. Currently, we have several creches, kindergartens, to support children of refugees who need to work. In Durban, there is also an organization called iCare. iCare cares for children, for street children, because there are so many children with no parents on the streets. In Durban, we have an ecumenical fellowship of pastors who come together once a month to address issues that are affecting the city. Here, they look at how the church can partner with the city to foster a culture of peace, harmony, loving and accepting one another in the face of struggling with each other. The question that they ask is, how can we make Durban or South Africa beautiful? Last year, this group of pastors went out in the streets of the city with water and buckets for celebrating Easter on Maundy Thursday, Gründonnerstag, where Jesus washed the feet of his disciples and told them, according to John chapter 13, verse 15, I have set you an example that you should do as I have done to you. And wash the feet of the homeless, the hopeless, the beggars, just about anyone who needed a touch of kindness. If Jesus is teacher and Lord and have done it, how about us? In our text, there is one more thing that God says to his people. He says that they must remember their past, for they were foreigners in Egypt. It is easy to forget where we come from, especially when much time has passed and things are well for us. God reminds Israel that they must remember Egypt, the way they were treated, the way they suffered, and the way they were made to feel. They should not do this to others. Why? God answers them by saying, I am the Lord your God. In other words, I see and I know everything, but above all, I care for you. I am taking care of you. You trust me. I have rescued you out of the hardships of Egypt, and I have taken care of you through the desert. I have given you a country that was not yours, and you did not have to fight for it. I am still feeding you. There is enough for everyone. I will take care of you. That is how it is when God is our Lord. He takes care of us. When God sees. So just like South Africa, Germany have also been flooded with foreigners. I am one of them. But especially those fleeing from their war-ridden countries. They are here relying on the government for shelter, for schooling, and money to make a living. How will you, as a native German, respond to this? Will you respond this gracefully like the South Africans, or will you respond as Christ commands, do unto others as you would have them do unto you? Remember, it is not what you do, but the way you make people feel. That's what they remember. Amen. Now may the peace, which surpasses all understanding, fill your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.